AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. A late touchdown and an even later interception allowed fourth-ranked Alabama to secure a 41-34 victory over number two Georgia. Crimson Tide coach Kalen DeBoer.
It took four quarters. Obviously, there's some times where they made a run there, and the second half in particular. But, proud of the way our guys kept fighting, kept playing.
Jalen Milroe and Ryan Williams connected for a go-ahead 75-yard TD with 2:18 remaining. Just 13 seconds after Carson Beck's 67-yard bomb to Dylan Bell gave the Bulldogs their first lead of the night. Zabian Brown picked off Beck in the end zone to secure the win. Milroe accounted for nearly 500 total yards. He was 27 of 33 for 374 yards and two touchdowns, and he also ran 16 times for 117 yards and two scores. The biggest top 10 upset occurred at Ole Miss. Mike Reeves has the details.
Kentucky upset 6th-ranked Ole Miss 20-17 in Oxford. The Wildcats took the lead with 2:25 left in the game when tight end Josh Caddis grabbed a fumble by teammate Gavin Winsett near the goal line and fell into the end zone for a touchdown. Ole Miss kicker Caden Davis missed a 48-yard field goal with 48 seconds left that secured the win for Kentucky and head coach Mark Stoops.
We played it our way. That's a dirty game. You know what I mean? Just a hard-fought, tough game. And just proud of our coaches for staying the course. And, it's not just coach speak when I say that.
Kentucky quarterback Brock Vandergrift threw for 243 yards and a score. Rebels QB Jackson Dart also tossed a touchdown pass and threw for 261 yards.
Arch Manning had another solid performance as top-ranked Texas dumped Mississippi State 35-13. Manning was 26 of 31 for 324 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a short score following a 26-yard scramble that got him near the goal line, helping the Longhorns win their first SEC game. And being a typical head coach, Steve Sarkisian wasn't all that pleased with his team's play.
We can't continue to play games with two turnovers and false starts and holding penalties and playing behind the chains. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster, so we're going to have to clean that stuff up.
Marty Martin was on hand at East Lansing as the home team unsuccessfully tried to pull off a major upset.
Number 3 Ohio State led from start to finish as they hand Michigan State their second straight loss 38-7. It's the Buckeyes' 9th straight win over the Spartans. Ohio State racked up 483 yards of total offense in a total team effort where 4 different players scored touchdowns. Senior quarterback Will Howard threw for 244 yards and 2 TDs.
We can be explosive, and, I think we were able to hurt them in a lot of different ways. I think there was stuff that we had on the play sheet that we didn't even call that I think would have been really good, too, and that's... that's the exciting thing is that there's more in store.
Coming up next, the National League wildcard scramble and the President's Cup. The Braves now have the upper hand in the battle for the last two NL wildcard berths, one game ahead of the Mets and Diamondbacks. Here's Jim Hart in Atlanta.
The Braves drew closer to an NL wildcard berth with a 2-1 walk-off win over the Royals. With one out in the ninth, Travis Darnold lined a Sam Long fastball over the center field wall to give the Braves their 5th straight win. Despite his heroics, Darno credited the pitching staff with the victory.
Solo homer or winning with any other kind of way, any type of win's special at this time of the year. And I think what our pitchers did is better than what I did at the end, because I wouldn't have had that chance unless our pitchers kept us in the game like they did.
In his first appearance since September 10th, Braves starter Reynaldo Lopez delivered 6 clutch innings, giving up 1 run on only 2 hits while striking out 9.
The Mets were stifled in Milwaukee, as Chuck Freeman reports.
The Mets are making things very difficult on themselves as they're trying to snare a wild card spot. The Mets dropped their 3rd in a row, a 6-0 loss to the Brewers. The Mets had just 2 hits. First baseman Pete Alonso says that type of offense is not going to get the job done.
I just think we've played 2 good teams and just... Haven't played our best baseball. I mean, can't win a game with 2 hits. They pitched really well today. And, offense, we didn't do our part.
Mets pitchers struck out a season-high 18 and still lost.
The Diamondbacks are on the outside looking in at an NL playoff berth following their 5th loss in 6 games, 5-0 versus the Padres. The outcome leaves Arizona in a tie with the Mets for the 3rd NL wildcard spot, although New York holds the tiebreaker and has 2 games in hand. D-backs manager Torey Lovullo.
I know this team wants something so bad, we all do, but you can't chase it the wrong way. and I want to encourage them to chase it the way they know how and the way they've done it 800-plus times this year.
It was a scoreless tie in the ninth until Kyle Higashioka belted a two-run homer, which was followed by a solo shot by Brandon Lockridge and a two-run blast by Donovan Solano. Elsewhere, the Orioles slammed the Twins 9-2. The Dodgers administered a 13-2 pounding on the Rockies. It was the Astros beating the Guardians 4-3. The Cubs 3-0 over the Reds. The Nationals doubled up the Phillies 6-3. The Mariners got a 7-6 walk-off win over the A's. The Giants got past the Cardinals 6-5. The White Sox blanked the Tigers 4-0. The A's were 7-2 winners over the Red Sox. The Pirates pounced the Yankees 9-4. The Rangers outscored the Angels 9-8. And the Marlins hammered the Blue Jays 8-1. Philadelphia's loss allowed Los Angeles to clinch home field advantage throughout the postseason. The Yankees claimed home field advantage throughout the AL playoffs with Cleveland's loss. Golf, the United States has regained control of the scoreboard at the President's Cup in Montreal. Correspondent Graham Agars explains.
After being locked out on day two, the U.S. regrouped to dominate both the early four balls and the afternoon foursomes on day three, winning three of the four matches in each session. Led by world number one Scottie Scheffler, who picked up wins in both sessions, the U.S. moved to 11 points, four clear of the internationals. Patrick Cantlay capped off the day for the U.S. with a birdie in the darkness on the last hole to secure the team's crucial sixth point.
The work's not done for this week, so that's going to be the message tonight. The work's not done. We got to come out tomorrow firing. I know they will. And there's still 12 points up for grabs. There's another day left.
It's now down to the 12 singles matches to decide the winner.
I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.